I've always found this day to be one of the most difficult to preach, because the gospel we hear today is so packed with imagery that really helps draw the scene into a sense of reality. The events, the things, the people that brought Jesus to the cross. But as I think about the events of this day, I have to think back to last night. And it's interesting to me how for 30 some odd years I can read the same piece of scripture, but all of a sudden I hear something new. Last night when we heard the story of the Last Supper, of Jesus gathered with his disciples, his closest friends, sharing a meal. You heard that Jesus took off his tunic and wrapped a towel around his waist and washed the disciples' feet. What stood out to me last night was that the one who was to betray Jesus was sitting at that table too. And that Jesus knelt before Judas as a servant and did the same thing to him that he did to everyone else in that room. To me, that is the power of today's story. Of all the individuals, of all the people that we hear about in this morning or this afternoon's gospel, Jesus on the cross with his outstretched arms was doing it for them. For Peter, who denied him, for Caiaphas and Pilate and Annas, for the criminals on either side, for the soldiers that smashed that crown of thorns on his head and flogged him and beat him. It was for those people that Jesus died. In just a few minutes, we'll hear Russell sing the hymn, "Were You There?" And as we know, the hymn moves into the second and third verse saying, "Yes, I was there. I was there when they crucified my Lord." Just as everybody else in the story. But I think it's important to remember, it's not simply the fact that we were there, but it's the fact that we are there. Every time we fail to live up to the expectation that our God has for us, we're standing there. Every time we turn our back on someone in need, every time we say an unkind word or think an unkind thought, every time we fail to reach out, to love and to care, we are there. All too often, I'm convinced, we end this day looking to Sunday morning. But I'm not sure that's always a good idea. I think there are times we're called to stay right here and reflect with those who stood around the cross and who through their action or their inaction helped put Jesus there. There is so much that we can do to get to Sunday morning. But there's also so much that we do and don't do that leaves us right here. Amen.